This is okay. You can hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Where do we leave off on it? Not last time, but whatever. Whenever the last time was.
We're in the middle of 3-3?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're working on Paragimel with Seattle.
Paragimel. Mishnah Gimel. Okay. Okay. So where were we? Did we?
Mishnah Gimel.
Were we by the Ein Li'el Hashamayim?
The other what that thing doesn't work. That that conference thing doesn't work.
Oh yeah.
No, I'm saying it doesn't. That conference thing doesn't work. The machine.
No, it does. But we already started doing this, so.
Okay. Yeah, so where were we in this? Were we in the middle of this?
I think we're in the middle of the Gimel.
Okay. Where are we?
I think we're working on the first half. Rabbi Shimon Omar Shalosh Shachlu al Shulchan Echad Velo Amrolav Divrei Torah Kilu Achlu Mitzivchem Mesim. Shinemar Kikol Shulchanos Malu Kitzola Beli Makom.
Right, didn't we do that?
I think we made some progress in it, but I don't know if we finished it.
I don't know. Okay. So what is the problem? Is there any problems left? Maybe we should just start with something else.
I think going to Dalet.
Yeah. Okay. I think we're okay if we can go to Dalet.
Dalet. Okay. Okay. So let's take a look at Dalet. Let's see. Rabbi Hanina ben Hakinai Omer Haneir Balila. Vahamahalech b'derech yichidi, vahamafana libo levatala hareze mischayv benachsha. Okay, so what is this? What is he saying here? What's the? So let's see. He says three things, right? If a person's awake at night. If a person walks in the derech alone, and he's mefana libo levatola, well, we have to see what that means. Hare ze mischayv benafsho. Okay, so mischayv benafsho. So he is liable with his life. Okay, so I guess that's not a good thing to be Messiah Benafsho.
No.
Okay. Sounds like he's Chayv Misa.
Right.
Okay, so this sounds quite serious. Like a serious infraction. Okay. So does anybody have any questions?
Well, what's the difference between Nar Belaila and Mahalik Bederech Yechidi? Or I guess what's the comparison between the two?
Between which two?
Between the being awake at night and walking alone on the path.
What's the difference between those two things?
No, what's the comparison? Why? they seem to be the compared in order to bring out this result.
Uh-huh. Okay. Why are they together, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a simple question.
Okay.
What's so bad about these things? Or especially, like, the first one, in particular.
Right. Okay. Why is that a bad thing to be up at night?
Yeah, to the extent that you're mischai for your nefesh.
That you would be chai as misa.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's being up at night and being the final level of the Talmud.
Well, no, it's the third thing on the list.
I mean, it doesn't say doing all of them at the same time.
Oh, these... Oh, right. Those two with the third.
No,
what if you're up at night learning Torah?
The only one that sounds bad so far is Mefrana Libo Levatola. That person just wastes his time, I mean, on the surface. Okay. And also, how is that... Yeah, good.
Yeah, I have a question. Like, what sort of like derech are we talking about? Are we talking about like a road? Are we talking about something a little bit something more abstract?
If a person walks alone on the road,
I'm saying, are we translating derech as road? Or are we translating it as maybe mean something else, like something more abstract?
You need some muffin.
Yeah.
Okay. Like what?
I don't know. I'm saying that like it's a thing that like that's like a thing that we need to define.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I said it's a thing that we need to define. It could mean like let's say like a philosophical path or something.
Okay. Well, I guess we have to. I would just follow the plain meaning, right? Right. Okay. Well, what is first of all? Okay, so we want to just I guess to clarify these three things, and also Hari Zeh Mischayev B'Nafsho, Mischayev Misa. Okay. Let's take a look at the three things. So literally, Haneir Belaila means that he's up at night. But up at night, obviously, cannot be a bad thing because it depends what you're doing up. Right? So, let's see. Rashi says, Haneir Belaila, Umechashe Belibo, Divrei Havai. Okay. And the person is thinking about nonsense. Okay. So that's Ne'er Belaila. It means he's up at night thinking about nonsense. Okay. So... Okay, so the Mishnah says if a person is up at night thinking about nonsense, he's chayev mita. Okay, so what is there a problem with that?
How is that different than Mifane Liva Levatala?
Okay, that's a good question.
What is it?
Okay. Anything else? A Ne'er Belaila, person that is up at night and thinking about nonsense.
Why at night also? Like, why specifically at night is it a problem and not at any time?
Correct. It should say if a person is thinking about nonsense, that would seem to be the criticism of the person should be he's thinking about nonsense, not what time he's thinking about it.
Right.
Okay. So they're saying if he's thinking about nonsense at night, then that's a bad thing. Now, why is that a bad thing, the fact that it's at night? Okay.
Also, what's considered nonsense?
What's considered nonsense? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What would you say is considered? What does that mean, Divrei Havar?
I don't know. It could be, I don't know if it's in, relative to Torah, then thinking about working could be nonsense, or if it's in relationship to your daily activities, then, I don't know, maybe thinking about, I don't know, the ball game could be nonsense, or, I don't mean, it really kind of just depends what you're comparing it to.
Okay, well, let's look at the possibilities. Okay. So, apparently, right, what you're saying is correct. There's a comparative nonsense. We could view nonsense in a comparative sense. Compared to Torah, this is sitting around watching TV has no value. Right? That's one way of looking at nonsense. Is there another way of looking at nonsense?
Is there an objective reality of what nonsense is?
Right. In other words, there could be a comparative nonsense, and there can be an absolute nonsense. Meaning, I could argue, why do I have to compare an activity to learning? Why can't I look at the activity and say, is this has a value, or does it not have a value?
Right.
Right? It would seem that would be the most direct way to evaluate an activity, not to compare it to something else, but to look at the thing itself. Does this activity have a purpose or no purpose?
Yeah.
Okay. So it would seem, let's just take the most direct route. So it would seem, along those lines, that Divrei Havai would mean something that's purposeless. A purposeless type of activity. Or a purposeless type, thinking about purposeless things. Okay? Now, would that be a good definition? That a nonsensical thing means something that has no purpose?
Yeah, that sounds fair.
What could possibly fit into that category?
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
What could fit into that category? Something with no purpose.
Fantasizing about something that doesn't exist.
Okay, why do you ask that?
Well, I mean, there's such a... I'm not sure what has no purpose. I mean, I could delineate something that its purpose is ridiculous. But,
okay.
Say no purpose good. Seems a little bit of a stretch.
Good, very good, very good. So you could ask on me, like, was I Yaakov?
No.
Josh.
Josh, I'm sorry. You could ask on me, like Josh was asking, that, well, what do you mean? If a person is thinking of something, everything has some purpose. A person doesn't do anything for no purpose, a purposeless thing. How could a person possibly do a purposeless thing? Everything a person does has a purpose, right? Mm-hmm. So what do I mean, a purposeless action?
Well, I'm assuming it has to mean that if you fantasize about something, it may give you some temporary enjoyment, but there is no absolute, value to fantasizing about something. That's ultimately not going to come with any value.
Okay.
I mean, that's what I was kind of thinking about. No purpose, I don't know. Let's say you fantasize about winning the lottery. Like at night, every night. That sounds like the biggest waste of time ever.
Okay.
I mean, it has no purpose. I mean, yeah, you could dream about having $1 million and you could have some sort of temporary enjoyment. That's fun. But...
Okay. Good. Okay, so what are we saying? Right? That the action accomplishes nothing in reality.
Yeah.
Okay? Because when a person fantasizes about something, he doesn't want the fantasy, he wants the real thing. The person is fantasizing about winning the lottery because he wants the lottery. He wants to win the lottery. Okay? So, therefore, when a person fantasizes, he is not accomplishing anything in reality. He is not achieving the goal that he's aiming at. So he's doing an action which does not achieve its goal. Okay? So in that sense, it's purposeless. Okay? If we would look at it objectively, we'd say, what purpose did that action accomplish? None. Okay? So it just made him feel better temporarily. But because it fooled him into thinking for the moment that maybe he had won the lottery. You see, but in reality... He didn't. So it would seem that mechashev, it's an interesting thing. It says mechashev belibo divrei havai. It doesn't even say he engages in divrei havai, right? It doesn't even say that he is involved in something which is nonsensical. He's playing baseball, or I don't mean to put down baseball, but he's doing some kind of an activity that gets him nowhere. It doesn't even say that. It says he's machashev. He's involved in thinking about nonsense. So it's fantasy. It would seem that they're talking about the person who's engaged in a totally senseless activity of fantasy where nothing is achieved that the person wants. Okay.
So then I guess the question of what makes it particular to nighttime becomes even stronger then.
That's right. So interesting that when the person is involved simply in wasting his time with no accomplishing nothing, right? That apparently he's chayev misa for that. I mean, aside from the nighttime, we have to get to that, but apparently where a person's just totally involved in a total waste of time, nothing at all is accomplished, he's chayev misa. That would seem to be a harsh type of punishment. Isn't that a harsh type of thing? Okay, the person's involved in fantasizing. Okay. Why is he kind of Lisa? Right. So what do you say?
I mean, there must be something about nighttime that makes it worse to perform.
Okay.
Do we know that Nischayev Nasha means Misa, or could this mean that you're personally responsible for any consequences that happen?
Do we know that Nischayev Nasha means Misa, or what would be the other possibility?
It just means that it's on your head, that you're responsible for the detriment that you're causing yourself.
Well... Chayev Benafsho, I don't know, it's a good question. He's chayev with his nefesh, I mean... It sounds like he's chayev with his nefesh means his his soul, his life. And it sounds like he's given up. I mean, that's the way it sounds like to me.
Okay.
You know. But the thing is, Chayav Misa really has two connotations. One is as an onesh. Okay? But it has another connotation. It means where the person's life has no purpose.
Can we ask, well, I guess not, I guess we already asked that, but...
Good, what?
No, I'm thinking, well, I was just kind of restating the question now that I'm thinking about it more. But I guess, like, maybe you could say, you know, why Prokhorovs is saying, at night, you know, because we just got off by saying that, you know, maybe it's more of like a warning at night, because at night, it's more of like the setting. Like, at night, that's, you know, where we generally, you know, finish with all of our daily activities. And that's when someone's supposed to be doing something productive, but because it's at night, you know, people maybe have less things to do. And therefore, it opens the door for nonsense. It's, you know, during the day, yes, you could think about nonsense. However, the setting is such that, you know, you'll have daily activities occupying you, so it's really not necessary. I would say that all day, technically speaking, shouldn't make a difference. But it's more of the setting that demands more of a caution than, you know, than during the day. There should be no difference.
There should be no difference, I see. Now, so let's address that question. So the question is, why is it only at night? Why doesn't it say even during the day? Right, so you're saying because during the day you don't need this type of admonition. Because it's not the day doesn't lend itself to this activity. At night is a time where he's withdrawn from his activities during the day. He needs to do things.
Right.
So he's not resorting to fantasy during the day. But at night, that's the time where a person has no obligations. So therefore, naturally, he could. He could slip into fantasy.
Yeah.
But in fact, if he would be fantasizing during the day, it might even be worse.
Yeah. Worse.
Yeah, because not only are you fantasizing during the day, your fantasy is so strong that it's like kind of like hurting you at this point, because you should be doing other stuff. You know, like,
right.
And, you know, it's like, but I don't know, I guess people, I don't know, then what the Prokhorovs should say, that really fantasizing during the day should also be the same.
Right,
but
right.
It doesn't. So I don't know, I guess.
Yeah, but if it's a warning, then the warning should be at night.
Right, that's true.
That's where it's
a warning should be what?
At night, because that's when you're more susceptible to.
That's right.
What do you mean a
warning? Warning should be at night, because that's when you're more susceptible.
Don't think about different
right.
At night.
Oh, you're saying this mission is
yeah,
warning.
This mission.
Right, because you're more likely to start doing it
mm-hmm.
in that setting.
Yeah, because every the day's wound down. What more you have to do?
So let's understand that. So in other words, you're saying at night it's more susceptible to fantasy.
Right. Yeah.
Why? Because of the fact that his obligations are removed at night. He's free. During the day, he's occupied. He doesn't have time to engage in fantasy. But at night, he's free. Okay. That's true. In a practical sense, that's definitely true. Yes. At night, he's free to fantasize. Right. So therefore, if he does succumb to that, that's bad. That's a bad thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. And that is worse, apparently. It doesn't say if he engages in nonsensical things, right? It seems to be if he's mechashev. It's the mental involvement, the fantasy, but it doesn't say if he actually wastes his time doing nonsensical things. Why is that? Why are they isolating the idea of fantasy as being so bad?
I'm not sure I understand the difference.
In other words, why doesn't the Mishnah, why doesn't Rashi say, osik, if a person is osik in involvements that don't have real value. He's osik in, I don't know, he spends his evenings eating, going to feasts, going to parties. What's the mechashe? But he spends his evenings thinking about nonsense. Well, isn't that the what Rashi seems to be saying? Umachashe haner b'layla uma. What does it say? Haner b'layla va'osek the divrei havoi. He's osek in things that don't really have a value.
Well,
he's osek in entertainment, in social interactions.
Maybe there's a difference between just being osek in something. It shows like a certain level of involvement in it, but if you're also, or not even necessarily also, but if you're just fantasizing about being osik in something, it's like even more ingrained in you that you have to think about it even when you're not doing it.
Okay. He can't get away from it. In other words, even if he's not osik, he's thinking about it.
Right.
Okay, that's a possibility. That's a possibility. Okay, I was thinking of a different possibility. That fantasy is a withdrawal from the real world. And if he's osik, even if he's osik in something that does not have to do with his real essence, he's osik in social, in business, in pursuing some kind of entertainment. But that's a pursuit where he's engaging in reality. But where he's withdrawn and he's just involved in fantasy, he's really removed from the reality completely. So that is a total withdrawal from what's real into the world of fantasy. He's the furthest removed from man's real desire and man's real fulfillment, which is to understand reality, to comprehend reality. He's the furthest removed from what will fulfill him to the ultimate. He's totally withdrawn from reality. He doesn't even interact on a practical level with reality. So he's totally involved in the world of fantasy. You see, whereas if a guy gets up and goes out, even if he's going out, social, whatever, but he gets out, he doesn't want to just sit like a couch potato, right? He gets out and he does something. There's some kind of value in that. He's engaged, he's still engaged in reality. You see, but if a person just sits back and just engages in fantasy, he totally was wrong. That's the furthest a person could be removed from that which is the greatest fulfillment, will be the greatest life, which is the knowledge of reality. He's the furthest removed from that in the area of fantasy. So that's an interesting thing. I mean, I guess nowadays, perhaps, watching TV, and maybe it's not pure fantasy, but that's, right, is getting close to that, right? It's an image. The images that the person interacts with appear on a screen. So in that sense, they're outside of him, but it's not a total fantasy. It does appear on a screen, but it's, I guess, the closest thing that a person can get to daydream. Daydream is the furthest. A person's just daydreaming. That's the furthest a person could get from reality. Right? TV is one step into reality, but you know, I guess the closest you can get to daydreaming without daydreaming. It's sort of a person's too lazy even to daydream. He can't make up his own. At least you're daydreaming, you're making up your own storyline. Here you adopt the dream of a third person. Right?
Yeah.
I guess now they have like those glasses where you could just the virtual reality, something like that.
Yeah.
Where you don't, the screen is almost getting very close to just internal. But that's the idea, really, I think that's the idea why he doesn't say Osek. There are plenty of things you could be Osek in which have no value. But this, he's not even Osek. It's just the Machshava. It's just his daydream. It's a dream. He's involved in a dream. It's like waking dream. Okay? So that really is the furthest away he could be from really anything of real fulfillment and value. Yeah. So, so what do you say? Does that explain Lila? Why does it say Delilah?
I think we're being honest, I was explaining it.
Being honest, Lila. But the way we're approaching it, would we be able to explain Lila? Because, right? What would be the idea of Lila? So somebody said, because during the day the person was occupied. That's right. Oh, so if the person is occupied, it is true that, and I think Ariel. Ariel was talking about occupied, and really, if a person would fantasize during the day, it would be even worse, because he's really retreating from reality. But perhaps the thing is that that is true. If it would be, it doesn't matter day or night per se. But maybe the thing is that during the day, and I think we said this, it doesn't lend itself, which means to say not only doesn't it lend itself, but a daydream during the day wouldn't have the same quality. Because during the day, the reality is upon him. So it is sort of, the daydream wouldn't be complete because there's a part of him that's engaged. You know, if he's a normal person, he's got to be engaged. So he can't really fall totally into the daydream. You see, so it's a momentary lapse from reality, but the day is, you know, there's too many things, too many distractions. So he's pulled in to reality. So if he does this during the day, it doesn't really, it's not going to have the same effect because he can't, he's distracted. He can't really get into the daydream. But the only time that the daydream could really have a strong, he could be involved in, have a strong effect on him is at Belilah. Belilah is a time where the reality really is, he's removed, in a sense, from reality. Reality is not right in his face. You see? So therefore, if he does it at night, it's a real involvement. It's not just a momentary thing. It means he's really indulging in that thing. That's the Zman that he can indulge totally. You see, during the day, he can't do it. So therefore, if he does it during the day, it might not be good, but it's not the same quality as at night. At night, he can relax and just enjoy the daydream. You see, if he does that, then that's Messiah Benafsha. Why? Because it's not an onish. It just means that partaking of that is he's involved in something that's a total removal of his fulfillment, of the thing that would give him fulfillment, give his life a purpose. That's a total removal of that thing. Okay? Of course, the next day it doesn't mean he's going to be in that state forever, but that state itself represents a total negation of his whole purpose for existence. You see, so he's really getting close. He's drawing himself into an area which, if he goes further, if he keeps it up, he's slowly removing his whole purpose and fulfillment in life. And it's only at night. If he does it during the day, then it's not the same kind of thing. You see, apparently there is a danger. There is a danger like that. Getting totally involved, there's a state where a person could actually withdraw himself totally from reality. That's not a good thing. And that's at night. Right, so I think we I think that sounds it makes sense. I mean, what do you think? I mean, it sounds like it's just a natural answer. We're not putting anything in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds very good.
I just have one question.
Yes.
Is that to say that during the day he can't be entirely Osek in fantasy? Because he'll be interrupted or he'll be jogged awake because he has to do something? Or simply because, like, the daytime is just too busy? Like, it's just a busy time.
Right.
Like, will someone tap his shoulder at some point? Or is it just, like, there's too much hustle and bustle around to actually, you know, fully involve yourself in fantasizing?
Yeah. I think it's a good question. I mean, is it a practical thing that is it a practical thing, or is it something in him? Is it a practical thing that someone will come along and tap him on the shoulder, and you know it's always going to work out somehow or other? Or he's going to be interrupted,
right?
Or is it the idea that he's going to be interrupted? I think it's the idea in his mind that he's going to be interrupted. In other words, it's the idea that things are going on, people are active, and you know the phone's going to ring. It's not at ease. You know, he doesn't have that frame of mind where there's nobody. I mean, of course, it depends. The night is not. It doesn't mean it has to be the night. It means a situation like that. Obviously, if a person would seclude himself and go into a you know a room where he's totally insulated, he could artificially manufacture a situation of night. You know, you don't need actually the sunset, but that's what it means. It means that nobody's around, there's nothing going on, so therefore in your mind, certainly in your mind, it's like a time where the manifestations of reality are withdrawn. Nobody's around, nobody's bothering you, nothing's going on. You know, nobody's calling you. You see, so there's no real intrusions, no social intrusions. I guess it's an interesting thing. There's no social intrusions,
mm-hmm.
Right? People are asleep. That's it. And to a person, his contact with reality is to a large degree social. If people are asleep, that means okay, that's it. I'm free. You see, if people are up, okay, I have to answer to people. I have to do this. I have to do that. You see, the social is a big intrusion. And if during the day people are up, that's it. I'm not going to be able to fantasize. I mean, I have people to think about, people to worry about. See, at night there's nothing. So in a person's mind, the social is a big thing which keeps him in line, which you can see that is true. I mean, a person that's withdrawn from society, people that do a lot of times do crazy things, they're people that withdrew themselves from society. If a person is incorporated into society, that's something that keeps them in check. Other people are going to laugh at me. Other people are going to condemn me. Keeps him in check. That's a lot of what keeps him in line, you see, to conform to something, to some objective system, some kind of a system. You see, but at night, the system's gone. That's it. Right? Crime goes up at night. All kinds of crazy things happen at night. Parties, people get drunk. The inhibition of society is gone. That's it. So that's really, that's an important factor. It's a practical, I would say it's practical. It's a practical sense, but it's also an internal sense. You know, I have to do things during the day, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
See, at night, that's it. Now no, everybody's off, that's it. There's no pressure. Pressure's gone. So now I can do what I really want to do without being disturbed.
It's very much connected to the social.
Yeah, very much connected to the social, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So on two levels, the nighttime represents two things. Number one, it represents that I can engage totally in the fantasy without distraction. And number two, it shows you that's what the guy looks forward to. That's really his aim in life. Because at night is the thing a guy does when, okay, now I have no obligation. Now what do I really want to do? You know what I mean? This is really, I really want to get away from reality. That's really what I really want. This is my relaxation time, and my relaxation time is to totally withdraw 100% from reality. See? So that's the idea of the nighttime, where the social pressure is removed and the involvement in fantasy can be achieved completely, a complete involvement. And that really is a Mishayev Benaf show, because that is a total negation of his true purpose, is the involvement in reality. He's negating his true purpose. Once he does that, his existence is no purpose. He's negated his existence. That's really a Mishayev Benaf show means. That's interesting. That's an interesting
point. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can we explain how Ner Belilah is different than Nefana and Libo?
Good question. Nefana and Libo Nebatala. Okay, and Rashi says, Lihibato me divrei Torah. Okay. So you tell me, now that we've explained this, we should be able to answer that.
The idea of, I think, maybe Nefana Libo is that he's, it's not that he's like sort of being Koveya, like a time for daydreaming or night dreaming, fantasy at night, but actually he's involved in, you know, Torah, and then he turns away from it to become involved in other things. And he has, like, an involvement in Torah, and then he, like, Mifane, like, he turns away what he's focusing on, just focuses on something else.
Okay.
So he's actively choosing not to focus on Torah.
Right. Okay, correct.
Is this where he stops learning Torah, or he's just not learning Torah?
Good question.
Doesn't Mefana mean to turn?
Rashi says, Mefana levatala lihibata mediga Torah. It's a good question. Mefana liba levatala. Turns his heart to batala. So that's a good question. I guess the safest answer to that would be, let's not corner ourselves into one of those two possibilities. Let's leave it open. So at this point, we don't have to exclude any possibilities unless we have a definite way of excluding it. But we could leave it open. We could say Hamifana Libo Levatala means that he decides not to learn, to avoid learning, whether he's actually learning now or it's a decision that he's made and therefore he abstains from learning. We could say on the surface that they're both be Mefana Libo Levatala.
Yeah,
he directs himself in a way that he avoids or discontinues learning. Either one. Okay. But what would you say, based on what we said, what is a clear difference between this and the previous? And what Yaakov asked, what's the difference between this and Ner Belilah?
Well, he doesn't have to have any specific, like, it doesn't have to be a daydream. He just has to be Mevatel Torah.
That's right, exactly. In other words, the key to the third one of Batala is not what he's doing, it's not the fact whether he's inactive or active. The Iker is not his inactivity. Yeah, they don't mention that. He could be playing baseball all day. And he's Mefana Libo Levatala because he's not learning. So that's a totally different thing than the first thing. The first thing is talking about pure fantasy. Here, it is not talking about fantasy. It's not talking about fantasy or activity. It could be anything. The ikker here is that he is that he's diverting himself from learning. It's what he's not doing. One thing is what he is doing, and the first thing is what he is doing. Here, it's what he's not doing. Two different things.
I have a question on the fantasy thing.
Yeah.
Is there a...
One thing before you get to Yaakov.
Yeah.
So is what I'm saying? Do you see that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Two different things. Now we could ask. Well, okay. I mean, there could be. In other words, why is the other thing bad, and why? Right, but they're clearly two different things. Before
right.
we get to any analysis, clearly two different things. One is what he is doing, his involvement in fantasy, and the other is what he's not doing. Okay? Yeah. Go ahead.
At the fantasy situation, would it be appropriate, even though it makes absolutely no sense to fantasize at any given point in time, but would it be appropriate to, just have some fun in the sense that, like I could, schedule a time or something to, I don't know, to think about fantasy stuff?
Okay.
Meaning, like, if you've created a time where, like, it's structured and it's, like, you know, controlled. Or maybe that's not even fantasy, I don't know.
Okay, so here now I have to respond with a response that may sound familiar to you. You're asking me now a question of implementation. A practical question, right? So
I guess so.
I can't say, because now we have to see the individual person. You have to see how this applies to you. You know what I mean? Now, how it applies to you depends on your situation.
All right. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
That depends on your situation. Like, it wouldn't make sense for somebody to say, well, that's it. I am never going to fantasize. That wouldn't be correct. Because first of all, you see that the mission doesn't even tell you that. Because the mission doesn't say fantasizing during the day. You see, the mission should have said, you can't fantasize. So it is not the action of fantasy, it's the involvement. So if you engage in an involvement that the Mishnah is talking about, yes, that would be, I could tell you that you shouldn't do. But if you ask me in particular, what would be an involvement tantamount to Nayor Belilah, that depends on you. In other words, let's say, for instance, a person happens to have a fantasy at night, a two-minute fantasy. I mean, I don't think that that you'd be misguided enough, so.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? So, I mean, you're asking a good question, because it's the question of how do I put this into practice, which really the Pirkei Avos is, it can't just be a theoretical work. I mean, it has to be something that is made for application, for use. I mean, obviously, it's a safer that the person should to improve, perfect the person. So it has to be something that you're capable of implementing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I guess maybe another question, maybe that's not so practical, you know, that you can implement, or just practical, just like I guess the question is there an appropriate time? Well, I guess then the question would be, what is fantasy, I guess, because my question is more like, is there an appropriate time to fantasize about stuff? I guess that would be not, because fantasy by definition is a removal of the reality, so.
Is there an appropriate time for a person to take himself out of reality?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, that would be, well, let's put it this way. If it would be appropriate, then I would say it's not really taking yourself out of reality. And that's not fantasy.
Uh-huh.
In other words, I'll give you an example. Let's say, for instance, a guy needed an operation, and there's no anesthesia. So he knows if he starts fantasizing about something very intensely, it'll help. Like, I should do that.
Uh-huh. You know, I see.
Because then that's not really fantasy, say, because that is an action which reality dictates. You know what I mean? So the question is that question is inherently it answers itself. Is there an appropriate time to fantasize? Then that's not fantasy. There's no such, you know what I mean? That wouldn't be fantasy. That would be on the contrary, an action dictated by reality.
I see.
So fantasy does not necessarily mean the thoughts that are going through your mind. Fantasy doesn't mean where a person is enjoying thoughts internally. Right. Fantasy is more than that. It's a belief in that thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's a belief. It's a certain kind of belief. Now, there can't be an appropriate time to believe in a false thing. Well, then it would mean to say that that would be correct to do. Like, if I have to jump off of a ledge to save my life to get to the other side, and the only way I'm going to be able to do it is if I think to myself, I know I could do it. Now, that's false. You don't know you could do it, but you have to think about that in order to do it. So,
right.
That, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Case, right, of a false, is an appropriate time to have false ideas? Yes. But that's not really, you know what I mean? That's not a false idea.
Right.
So the question really answers itself.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, okay, so good. So we got the first part of the Mishnah, and we have why it's Mischayev Benasha, why it's Belila, and why it's thought instead of action. Okay. So that's good. I'm happy that we started this. This is good. Okay, very good. So next week I'll try to do it either in person or on the phone.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good show.
Right. Go ahead.
Have a good show.
Take care, bye-bye.
Bye.